Hi, this is Allie Cam.
This is I'm a Baby fan. Tinkerbell, jump to here.
It's Kirsten. Red here. And here is your message. Behind Big Brother podcast. BehindBigBrother.com podcast.
BehindBigBrother.com podcast. And Josh is hot.
Hey, Big Brother fans. It's day six in the house. This is Vibes.
And this is Vid88.
And you're listening to the Behind Big Brother podcast. Two housemates will be evicted this Sunday, and they're being voted out by their fellow housemates, so we smell a bedsit. We'll be getting intruders on May 16. Next week, housemates will be living on staples. Doesn't matter whether they win or lose the current task, they've already accumulated enough fines to deduct any money they've earned from the task.
Okay, first off, I want to talk about Michael the Insider. I'm really happy that Big Brother's being evil over the shows you've seen. He's getting a lot more evil this year, which is what everyone's been looking forward to. But about Michael, Big Brother said that if he completes the task and finds out who the relationship is and who they are, that he'll be immune from nominations. What I want to know is he Big Brother going to make him immune from nominations and tell the housemates, or is he not going to tell them and then keep him as the insider? Because they could play it both ways, and I reckon if they keep him as the insider, it'd be a lot better.
Do you like Michael?
No, that's why I like seeing him squirm when he gets all these things. And when he went to Big Brother, oh, do you think we could strike up a deal?
I was really turned off by his arrogance at the start. He's sort of jumping around, acting like a tool, to put it. And he was really showboating for the cameras, I thought, smiling, dancing around, acting like a dork.
It's really put him in his spot, though.
My feelings towards him are a little better now because I've seen him start to open up, and he's not just showing off. He's not just trying to impress the girls now because, I mean, he has Crystal in his pocket now. So we've had a good couple of days to get to know the housemates a little. Who's your favourite housemate?
Although we haven't seen much of her, I think it's Tilly. She hasn't been part of all, even though everyone likes bitching, she hasn't been part of it that much, and I think she's getting to know everyone, and she's going to be a really valuable housemate.
Oh, she did have some bitching moments last night.
Did she? I must have missed it.
For anyone watching the streams last night on Thursday night, Tilly kissed David.
Really?
It was the first pash of the Big Brother 6 house.
Like pash pash?
Pash pash.
Why?
The story goes that David was worried that he'd have sardine breath. things just went that way and they pashed. And Camilla was not happy.
Was she?
She was not happy at all. And Tilly had to basically explain to her that she didn't want to break up their so-called relationship. But Camilla went off the end anyway. And as soon as Tilly left, Camilla was getting upset. She went to the diary room.
Who cares? He's gay. She's never going to have a chance anyway.
Well, this is the point that the housemates are making. Camilla needs to let go of David because he's not her property.
They've only known each other for, like, what, 5 days? I know they're around each other 24 hours a day, but still, I reckon she's being a bit pedantic.
What did you think of David coming out?
I think it was good that he did, and the way that he did was pretty, like, he still kept his sense of humour about it. Like saying, I'm
it really went on for a long time. That was probably the longest coming out I've ever seen.
I think that cut a lot of it as well. It was longer when we watched it on the stream.
Yeah, we were both watching it live on the internet, and it did go for a while. I had to stop watching after a while because all David would talk about is being gay for the next 48 hours. Well, not 48 hours, but a very long time.
Yeah.
The next day, he was lying in bed all day. I was thinking, what, are you exhausted from talking about being gay?
What about the diary room thing? What did you think about that when he went in and had a big spiel?
Well, it's a bit sus because for a guy that organises a float for the Sydney Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem to be that much in the closet outside the house. I don't know why he did it this time.
He hopes his mum's proud about him doing it on the show or something like that. But I don't know, because he said about going through all this pain and stuff. I hope there's something behind that than him just saying it for the cameras. His family came out and had a press release and they said they're all proud of him and that all his friends know and that they know. So I don't think it was hidden from them. I think they were pretty well aware that of his sexuality. So
I'm just annoyed that it dragged on for so long and it sort of became a novelty almost.
Yeah, and it took up the whole Big Brother episode, I think. Like, there wasn't really all that much else except for
the Camilla subplot was great television, by the way.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with Big Brother this week.
I loved it when they showed her in the toilet having a big cry. Really, like,
get over it, girl. Yeah. Get over it.
But she made it all about herself.
I have been really impressed with Big Brother this week. The housemates I initially wasn't very happy with, but the plots going on this week, the tasks have been pretty good. The baby task, which we'll probably see on The Daily Show tonight, matching up babies to housemate couples. That was a really good idea. Yeah. I like that. I must say the diary room's getting a lot more attention, which I'm really thankful for.
I saw those plasma screens up on the wall. They look a bit sus, hey?
Well, something I call for every season is more footage from the diary room with the housemates spilling their guts. There's only so much talk about group sex vibrators and et cetera that
we can stand.
That we can stand. And if the housemates go into the dye room and spill their guts, it's a nice break. So this upcoming eviction, who's your prediction to go?
If it's by the housemates, I reckon they might vote off Camilla.
My pick is definitely Anna. Let me rephrase it.
But they haven't really shown
who would you like to go this Sunday?
I would like Michael to go, but he's the insider, so I doubt he will. Yeah, Camilla, she's just pissing me off.
See, I'd like, even though I don't really like those housemates, I'd like them to stay. At the moment, there's several key housemates which are making all the plots happen, and there's a lot of filler housemates. One of those is definitely Anna. I'd like to see Anna and John both gone.
John doesn't seem to be adding anything. All the footage, well, it might just be the footage that they show, but...
People say, oh, did you see what John did on stream? Like, who?
Yeah.
Who's John? And his real name is Michael, by the way, people.
He kept stuffing that up on the launch night.
He keeps stuffing up everything. He dropped the eggs last night. He can't seem to hold a conversation with any of the girls. He gets nervous and starts
blocking. Isn't he supposed to be a ladies' man or something?
I think he was sort of taken down a peg by the fact that he's surrounded by Michael and all those womanizers, I guess. So, other housemates, the mother-daughter duo, your thoughts?
I reckon they're doing really well. Like, I've already said that I didn't reckon that they're going to make it. But I reckon they're doing really, really well. It doesn't look awkward when we watch it, when they talk to each other.
I feel awkward when I'm watching it.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel awkward, but it doesn't look awkward if you were, like, in the house. It just looks normal. Sort of thing.
I don't know how open their family is, but some of the things they do is kind of creepy.
It sounds like they've had sex together or something like that.
Oh, don't say that. Well, the other night after the speed dating task.
I like that task, by the way. That was really good.
Very good idea, Big Brother. Very good idea.
No more getting to know you, which is what I'm campaigning for, but that was awesome.
After the task, Crystal came out and the housemates were wondering who scored the highest on who had had the most fake orgasms. And Crystal said, oh yeah, it's me. Started talking about why and when she fakes her orgasms. Apparently she gets bored during sex easily, guys. And her mother was standing right there, just listening in on her daughter talking about her orgasms. And I was thinking, oh my God.
But see, at least they're doing that. Like, even though it's a bit awkward for us, at least they're doing that. And then it removes all the speculation. Oh, she wouldn't talk about it in front of them.
Well, I have another story too.
Oh, okay.
On up late last night, because Big Brother had prohibited Karen from sitting down, which we'll talk about in a sec. Karen was practicing on the stripper's pole, and she seems to be the...
Practicing, was she?
She was, seems to be the best stripper, amateur stripper in the entire house. And Crystal was just lying there watching while her mum was doing these sexy, seductive moves to John.
Oh,
John was watching on because John couldn't sit down either. And John was coaching her, telling her to do all these moves, to do all these sexy looks. And Crystal was just lying there going, oh, yeah, good on you, mum. Yeah. And at one point, Crystal then told her mum to continue. I was going, ew, no.
Well, that's a bit... Feral, I think we should move right along from that.
What's your thought on Katie?
I didn't like her to start off with, but when I saw her last night...
I think she's another filler housemate.
But they're showing more of her, and I think she's got more of personality now. But she'll probably be one of the first to go.
I still get confused on some of the housemates, because a lot of the girls look all similar.
I can always tell her, she looks like a cat.
And she has an annoying laugh. Well, actually, it doesn't even sound like that. It sounds like a cackling witch.
I don't know, but she seems to be coming out more. Pun.
That's another point. David now thinks that Dino is gay.
I don't know what to say about that. There's been rumours that Jamie's bi, and I mean, he did say that he kissed a guy. I'd like to see them hook up, but it's never going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think Dino's gay either. I think it's just wishful thinking on David's part, because he did admit he had a crush on him.
Drama, drama, drama.
And another point is Big Brother's finally being evil.
Yes, definitely. Well, I already mentioned it just a little bit before, but when he's cracking down on the fines...
Well, two evil things happened last night. John and Karen wouldn't sit down when Big Brother asked them to. So Big Brother told them to stand until further notice. And I went to bed at around 2 a.m. and they were still standing. From what I've read on the fan diary, apparently later that night at 3 a.m, Jamie and Katie were talking in bed. They were either messing up their microphones or they were talking about something they shouldn't have. And Big Brother angrily called them to the dye room, told them off, and then locked them in the airlock as punishment.
A lot of the fans, like on the forum and stuff, have said that he might be becoming a little bit pedantic, because when he was giving them fines, because they were sitting down at the couch in the lounge room, and one of them like got up to sort of move around, and Big Brother fined him for getting up.
No, but that's what I want to see.
You think, but he's not being pedantic about it. I mean, getting up to move around, or not like, but that's walk
the,
away.
That's the beauty of it.
We're going to play a little game now. It's called One Sentence About the Housemates. Start off with Anna.
Broken Barbie doll. Ashley.
Needs to shave. Camilla.
Distorted fag hag. Claire.
Haven't seen much, don't know anything. David.
Trapped by his own stereotype. Dino.
Nice body. Elise.
Look at me, look at me, look at me. Galen.
Looks like something out of The Ring, you know, when they watch the video and their face goes distorted.
I'd also like to say, Galen, you can literally see the sawdust spilling out of his head.
Jamie.
Steroids on legs.
Oh, you can do John. John. You want to do John.
Who? Karen.
Needs to wear clothes more often. Katie.
When has she not been wearing clothes?
Well, on the like second episode, she's like, oh, I'm going to go out and sunbake, a.k.a. I'm just going to go flash my tits to the cameras. She seriously like is never wearing clothes.
Okay, so Katie?
Don't even get me started. I'll say something I don't want to say about it.
Go on, go on.
Oh, she's just really ugly. I'm sorry. I mean, she might. I think she's got a personality, but she's really ugly. Sorry, Katie fans. Crystal?
She said she needed 3 more boob jobs, enough said.
Okay, then.
Michael?
Just a victim, please. Tilly?
Not as smart as she thinks. Let's bring it back to the mother-daughter boob job. I didn't realize how big
they're huge. Boobs they were. Are huge. I saw photos.
Until I saw she straddled onto a bed, and they were sort of hanging there, and I was like, whoa. Hello.
She looked a lot older than 19 as well. Like, she can only pray that they're not going to get bigger.
People have brought this up on the forums, but they did say that they've only had their boob job for 8 weeks, which isn't a very long time, and it falls right in the audition time for Big Brother.
Yeah, people were saying that Big Brother would have paid for them.
Yeah, there's a conspiracy theory that Big Brother's paid for their boob jobs. But even if he hasn't, we still know that they got their boob jobs within the Big Brother period, so they've got them for the show.
Yeah, they could have had an idea that they were going to go through or whatever.
And I still think it's disturbing that the mother and daughter got them at the same time. And, I mean, Today Tonight and all the tabloid current affairs have been making a big deal about this.
Do you reckon that one of them went to auditions and they asked for their mum, or they both went?
They probably both went. They seem to like to show themselves off as much as each other.
I'm shaking my head.
It's going to be interesting what happens when they do find out their mother-daughter, because Michael's going to freak.
Yeah. I think as soon as they find out well, even if Michael finds out, I reckon that one of them will be the first to go.
Do you think it would be good to have a gay intruder that is, quote, David's type?
Yeah, maybe, but we'd never see anything of it. I don't reckon that they've got the balls to show it on Australian TV just yet.
I have noticed that in all of the Channel 10 commercials, it's never David is gay. It's always David's secret.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, you walk down the street and you can spot someone.
People come out of the closet all the time. They don't have to dedicate 30 minutes to it. And it did go on for longer than 30 minutes. You could also tell that some of the housemates, my fingers pointed at Jamie, who say they don't have a problem with David being gay, but you can tell that there's some insecurities there. They're usually the ones that jump up and say, oh, congratulations, that took so much guts, good on you. I know I have lots of gay friends. I love gay people.
I don't reckon Jamie's got the insecurities. I reckon Jamie has got some underlying homosexual issues. I mean, he said he's made out with a guy, which I've already mentioned, but I think that there's something else going on there. Maybe he's curious.
And one thing I do want to bring up, who do you think is the smartest housemate?
I can't tell.
Yeah, see,
I haven't done anything to test.
See, I'm having trouble with this too because the whole intelligence level in the house seems lower than it has been before.
Lies, Gretel, lies.
Not to say that it's not entertaining. Sometimes you need some dead television. Sorry, no-brainer television. One thing I've sort of been asking myself is how smart is Michael? One thing was really strange. I was watching the streams yesterday. Michael was talking politics. He was spouting all these political anecdotal information. He was pulling facts and figures out of his butt. But he didn't seem to know any...
Have a view on it, you mean? Or
He doesn't really have a view, and he doesn't have any cohesive information about current policies of the political parties. It's like he just stored these facts in his head for a later recall
Maybe so he could look smart. Maybe he exactly, thinks he's smarter yeah. than he is.
And he was telling this to John. It was going in one of John's ears and out the other. John was
through his hair. You forgot through his hair. Let's go through his hair first.
Yeah, it wasn't a straight line. It was all wavy through his hair. And John had no idea what was going on, just smiling and nodding. It was pretty funny. He says he's going to be a political strategist. Why couldn't he just spill some water in a bed properly?
Yeah, was it that hard to spill the whole bottle?
If he's an insider, and apparently he's so good at strategies, why is he doing so badly?
I'm going to be interested to see what, because Camilla and David were our other choices for the insider, and they said that they'll do anything to win, so I reckon Big Brother will play at that, even though we haven't, like, not given them an insider, but maybe give them some other tasks or something like that, because I reckon he wants to, you know, milk that for all it's worth.
I'd like Crystal to be an insider. I think she'd be great. And if any of the guys caught her out, she could just, pull down her top, yeah, shock and awe.
Yeah. No one would ask any questions.
Except if it was David.
Yeah, he'd just be like, what are they? Get them out of my
What are they? Before we go to voicemail, we're going to propose a topic for you to call into our voicemail lines. And that topic is, what do you think of David coming out on national television in the way that he did? Now, I'm going to pull a Gretel and read some of the phone numbers. Sydney is 90116339. Brisbane, 3137 1089. Melbourne, 90173799. And Perth, 63640958. We do have more numbers than that, so check our website. If you're in those areas, the cost is a local call.
Hi, guys. It's Jumpy here again. Us girls would like to have a trivia section on the on the chat section. So if you do that, that'll be cool. Bye.
Hey, this is Kieran from the forums. I won the tickets to the Big Brother launch from you last week, and I just thought I'd ring up and say thanks very much. It was an awesome night. I did think what you thought, the audience wasn't very revved up, but that was because Mike asked everyone during the launch how many people had actually won the tickets and how many bought them, and like 10 people put their hands up to buy them. So it really wasn't a real Big Brother audience. It was nothing like the evictions. Everyone gets pumped up at them. This was just people who are sponsors and just in it for the free tickets. But apart from that, it was really good. Thanks very much, and I'll catch you later.
Yeah, hi all. Just heard about David coming out and saying that he is gay. Now, I'm just wondering, will that alter his stand on being the most favourite housemate at the moment? With the odds as of Tuesday, David was still $3.25, with the next closest Dino $6.50. It will be interesting, though, now, with David coming out, whether or not that alters his favouritism to win this season of Big Brother.
Hey, guys, doing a great job this year. Staying high. See ya.
Hello, it's Kirsten again. Hi to BBBA. Thanks for including me in the last podcast. That was cool. I just wanted to let anyone know that might not know who's from New Zealand that they are definitely going to be playing it on TVNZ, I'd say Channel 2. We'll probably get another midday slot again. I have that from a very reliable source. So if you didn't know, we're getting it. Whoop. I'd just like to say a special... congratulations to Twisted for becoming a mod. Well done. And, yeah, hello to all the mates I have at BBBA. And, yeah, Tim, David, doing a great job. You guys should really, like, think about going into radio. You got great voices for it, as well as Trono. Alrighty, see you later. Bye.
Jamie and Katie should so get it on. I love them so much. They're, like, the coolest people in the house. And Crystal and Michael, you know you have to hook up. You are just so cool. I like Tilly and Michael, Christy, Katie, Karen, John, Jamie, Dino, David, Ashley, Camilla. You know you like David. Just tell everyone. God, everyone knows. And you're a little bit of a blonde wannabe because you're so not good to talk to. You just know. Galen, if you had a prettier face, it'd be so good. But Jamie wins, man. The ugliest would be Galen, but the hottest would be Jamie. Yes. So, see yous later. Bye. Hi, housemates. Vote Camilla off. And I just want to say hi. I love the show. This one, I reckon, is the best one that from the 6 years. Michael, you're not a very good insider. Pretty crap. You're not going to work out who the couple is. You're just too stupid. Anyway, can more hooking up please go in the house? Because it's just been Tilly and David. And that's it. Can, like, there's 15 or what, however many people there are in the house. And there has to be some hooking up. Like, Katie and Jamie, nudge, nudge. Come on, nudge, nudge. Anyway, see you later. I love yous. Bye.
Finally, we'd like to give a shout out to Big Brother Uncouth, a fellow video podcast started by a hired goon and his partner. It's very entertaining. We suggest you check it out. The link is on our podcast page.
And we're going to leave you with a trivia question, which you can call in, email, whatever. What did Andy from Big Brother 1 say she had to do before she was evicted? See you later.